Look at this, RN News. I'm Jason Walker. Despite new evidence that then-President Barack Obama instigated the Russiagate hoax to undermine then-candidate Donald Trump, constitutional attorney Mark Weaver says it is doubtful the former president will ever be indicted by the DOJ.
Not Obama. President Trump's case in front of the U.S. Supreme Court makes it pretty clear that presidents have immunity for things they do in office. So I don't think Obama's at risk.
Weaver says a number of high-profile former Obama officials could be facing charges related to their efforts to undermine Donald Trump.
Particularly Brennan, Clapper, Comey. They are the highest-ranking officials who appear to have done the most to conspire to protect Hillary and to hurt Donald Trump.
Weaver spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network. China's economy showing signs of slowing in July as factory output and retail sales slowed and housing prices dropped further. Here's correspondent Charles de la Desma.
The Chinese economies showed signs of slowing through July as factory output and retail sales slowed and housing prices fell further. Monthly data shows retail sales rose 3.7% year on year, down from 4.8% in June. Investments in factory equipment and other fixed assets rose a meager 1.6% in July, compared with just under 3% growth in January to June. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Now, West Virginia is sending another 400 members of its National Guard to the nation's capital to assist in the Trump administration's takeover of the city's police department. That move by a nearby state comes as hundreds of District of Columbia National Guardsmen were activated this week to help out. This is SRN News. World Vision wins a round in court.
The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled that the Giant Christian Relief Agency has the right to refuse to hire a woman because she was in a same-sex marriage. The law allows religious organizations to hire and fire according to the dictates of their faith, but the woman took World Vision to court arguing that it doesn't qualify for an exemption because it is not a church. The justices disagreed, ruling that the plaintiff's job included, quote, vital religious duties. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
There's an ongoing push to make chaplains available in public schools all across the U.S. Indiana currently considering a bill that would allow chaplains in public schools to provide support services. Florida passed a law in 2024 to allow the school districts to bring in volunteer chaplains. It all began with Texas, the first to allow public school chaplains in 2023. This is SRN News. Well, a judge striking down President Trump's religious exemption to birth control coverage. Here's Greg Clugston with that story.
During his first term, the president put in place rules that exempt employers with religious or moral objections from having to provide workers with insurance coverage for birth control. But a federal judge in Philadelphia said the 2018 rules were not justified, rejecting the Trump administration's claims that they were necessary to protect the rights of religious employers. Little Sisters of the Poor, a Roman Catholic order of nuns that intervened in the case to defend the rules, will appeal the ruling. Greg Clugston, Washington.
United States will build a $750 million factory in Texas to breed billions of sterile flies to ramp up its efforts to keep fresh-eating maggots now in Mexico from damaging the entire United States cattle industry. More details at srnnews.com.